Despite decades of cracking down on deadbeat dads, unpaid child support in the U.S. has climbed to well over $100 billion. Enforcement agencies have given up on collecting much of it. They say too many men are simply too poor to pay. Instead, states are looking to cut parents a deal. NPR's Jennifer Ludden looks at one such effort in Baltimore.
When the state of Maryland wanted to reach dads with child support debt, it started here. The boarded-up blocks of West Baltimore, neighborhoods marked by drugs, violence, unemployment. The state surveyed the area with Joe Jones of the Center for Urban Families.
Within those zip codes, there are approximately 2,400 men who owe $20 million and back state-owed child support.
State-owed. It means this kind of child support is actually supposed to reimburse taxpayers for welfare paid to the child's mother. But Jones says most who owe it earn less than $10,000 a year.
So even if we use taxpayer dollars to chase them down and we catch them, right, and we go into their pockets, there's nothing in there.
Are they deadbeat?
I don't like that expression. I think that's vulgar. I don't use it.
Joseph DiPremio heads Maryland's Child Support Enforcement Office. He prefers dead broke.
We're talking about individuals that are economically challenged, they're underemployed, but they want to do the right thing.
Research shows high child support debt can leave parents feeling so hopeless they give up trying to pay it. DiPremio wanted to make parents an offer, but he needed their trust, and that was a problem.
Well, Lee County investigators say they set up a unique sting operation to take down deadbeat moms and dads.
Stings like this one in Alabama 4 years ago have happened all over the country, including Baltimore. The local sheriff's office sent fake letters telling parents they'd won free football tickets. Instead, WTVM's evening news showed them getting arrested. To break through years of distrust, Maryland sent letters to parents with the logo of the Center for Urban Families. They made this offer. If you take the center's month-long employment training course and land a job, we'll forgive 10% of your child support debt. Complete a responsible fatherhood program, we'll write off another 15%. Response has been slow. In 2 years, just over 100 parents have signed on, many attending fatherhood meetings like this one.
Definitely want to start with introductions.
Two dozen men sit in a large square, 20-something to middle-aged, in sweats and in suits. Some complain their exes won't let them see their child if they haven't paid child support. Others don't understand why it doesn't count as support when they take their kids out to eat or buy them clothes. Mostly, like 30-year-old Lee Ford, they say it is so hard to find work.
But you telling me, no matter what, I gotta pay, but I can't get a job to work to save my soul.
Group leader Eddie White cuts no slack.
If you know you got a criminal record, sure it's gonna be hard for you to get a job, but it don't mean you can't work.
A big part of this class is also educational.
I'm paying my child support and I get laid off or I lose my job, right? What should happen?
You need to contact that office immediately.
There you go, that's the word. Immediately.
Immediately, ask the court for an adjustment, White says. The Obama administration has proposed rules to make child support orders more in line with what parents actually earn. They'd also provide more job training. Ron Haskins of the Brookings Institution says it's a good investment.
More fathers will get a job, more fathers will have earnings, and more fathers will use those earnings to pay child support.
So far, that's what's happened in Baltimore. The numbers are small, but the amount of child support that's been paid is more than double the amount of debt written off.
Right over left, grab the wrist.
In a ritual end to their meeting, the men gather in a circle, arms entwined.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Maryland wants to expand its child support debt forgiveness program, hoping to help more parents pay what they can. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.